M is for the many things you gave me.
Hey, listen to this story in the Inquirer. A woman in India had a baby, and guess what it was?
A boy?
A poisonous snake.
Yeah, right. Who was the father? Elvis?
I'm serious. It bit her on the thigh and she died.
And you believe that?
Stranger things have happened.
What kind of snake was it?
A python.
Pythons aren't poisonous.
It says here it was a python.
Pythons aren't poisonous.
Oh, like you know a lot about it.
Pythons squeeze you to death. They wrap their coils around you and squeeze.
And then they bite you and you die.
No, they just keep squeezing tighter and tighter until you suffocate.
Yuck. I'd rather get bitten, like Cleopatra.
You're crazy. Give me another beer. Well, what do you think?
About what?
About the hole. Think it's deep enough?
What do I know? I've never done anything like this before.
Oh, yeah, I bet you haven't.
Oh, you don't believe me?
You're a regular Amy Fisher, that's what you are.
What a crock.
You've probably done this a half a dozen times already. How old are you anyway?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
18, 17?
22.
Like hell, you're not a day over 18.
Anyway, I don't think it's deep enough.
Oh, now you're an authority, are you?
It's only about 3 feet deep. It's supposed to be 6.
Oh, the hell with it. I'm sick of digging.
If 3 feet was enough, they wouldn't bury people 6 feet down.
We're already 6 feet down. We're in the basement.
What are you gonna do with all that dirt?
Put it back in the hole, stupid.
I mean the leftover dirt. Duh.
I don't know. Probably just sprinkle it around the garden.
What about all the cement?
It's not cement. It's concrete.
Whatever.
Cement is what you use to make concrete. Cement and sand and water.
The question is, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Probably just throw it in the back of my pickup and drive around till I find a nice quiet dumpster somewhere.
In other words, you don't have a plan.
What's the plan? She gets off work at 4, right? It takes her a half an hour to get home. She walks in the front door at 4:30. At 4:31, she gets a nasty little bump on the head.
And then what?
And then we've got 2 weeks to put the dirt back in the hole. Get rid of the concrete, patch up the floor, put the rug back down just the way it was before.
Uh-huh.
Satisfied?
What if someone comes looking for her?
No one's going to come looking for her. Everyone thinks she's going to Florida to visit her sister. It'll be 2 weeks before anyone even misses her. What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
I could have sworn it. Jesus, it's her. It's not even 3. What's she doing home so early?
Nice plan, man.
Shut up! It's nothing I can't handle, okay? Just shut up and let me handle it.
Well, what if she comes down here?
She never comes down here.
Yeah, well, what if she hears voices down here, thinks it's burglars, and calls the cops?
That's why I told you to shut up.
I'm not the one who was shouting.
Hello? Is anybody down here?
Let me do the talking, okay?
Is that you, John?
It's just me, Mom. Don't come down here, okay? I'll be right up.
What are you doing down there?
Nothing, Mom, nothing. You just stay there. I'm coming right up. I said, don't come down here, Mom. Just wait upstairs, okay? I'll be up in a minute.
Is somebody down there with you?
It's just a friend, Mom.
There was a power failure at the office, and they sent everybody home early. My goodness, what are you doing down here? Why are you digging a hole in the basement?
The water main sprung a leak.
Why didn't you just call the water department?
I did, but they said they couldn't get here till Monday, so I decided to fix it myself.
But you don't know the first thing about plumbing.
Don't worry, Mom. Everything's under control.
Well, if you say so. But if you ask me, a broken water main ought to be the city's responsibility. Don't you agree, dear?
Oh, sorry, Mom. This is Audrey. Audrey, this is Corba, my mom.
Hi, Corba.
Hello, Audrey. It's very nice to meet you. Would either of you like some lemonade?
I'll stick to beer.
What about you, Audrey? It's very good lemonade, dear. I start with a can of Minute Maid, but then I always squeeze in a fresh lemon to give it a little extra bite.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Well, then I'll get you a nice big glass. John, dear,
You're sure you don't want any?
Positive. But you could bring me another beer.
You know I don't approve of alcoholic beverages, John. If you want another beer, you'll just have to get it yourself. Audrey, dear, I'll be right back with your lemonade.
She seems really nice.
Oh, yeah. That's just how she acts around strangers. Once you get to know her, she's a real viper.
But do you have to kill her? If she bugs you so much, why don't you just move out and get an apartment?
And pay $500 of rent every month? Where am I going to get that kind of money?
You could always get a job.
I don't need a job. I've already got one. It's called killing Mother.
Yeah, but what did she ever do to you?
It's none of your damn business what she did or didn't do. Look, it's like I told you last night. If you want to come along for the ride, fine. But I'm the one behind the wheel, okay? And I don't like backseat drivers.
Here comes the lemonade!
Is that clear?
Yes.
I brought a glass for you too, John, just in case you change your mind. And look what else I brought. A plate of chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, Mom, you didn't have to do that.
Here's your lemonade, Audrey, dear. And here's yours, John. I'll just put it here right next to your beer. Now, where should I put these cookies?
Just put them down anywhere, okay?
They're fresh from the bakery and they're delicious. You know, Audrey, I'm not supposed to have sweets, but I ate one anyway and they taste even better than they look. What if I just put them right here on top of this big pile of sand? Oh dear, now look what I've done. All those nice cookies have fallen right into that hole.
God's sakes, Mom!
John, would you be a dear and pick them up for me?
Oh, all right. Well, Audrey, I hope you don't mind a little dirt mixed in with your chocolate chips.
Now would be a good time, dear.
Oh!
Well, that was surprisingly easy. You did that very well, Audrey.
Do you think he's dead?
Oh, I don't know, dear. He certainly is unconscious.
What do we do now?
We just shovel the dirt back in the hole. That way, if he isn't already dead, he'll simply suffocate before he regains consciousness. He won't feel a thing.
Oh, I need a drink.
Oh, don't drink that one, dear. It's got enough cyanide in it to kill a horse. Here, let me take care of it for you. I'll just put it in here with John. I was hoping he might be thirsty enough to take a sip of lemonade and save you some trouble, but he always was contrary, just like his father. Well, let's get to work, shall we? The sooner we get started, the sooner we'll finish. And I've got more chocolate chip cookies upstairs.
Put them all together, they spell more.
And that was Killing Mother by Roy Close, directed by Charles Brin, with Sheila Miles as Audrey, Linda Serafini as Corba, and John was played by John Black.